All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus, my name. Tonight is Canadian election night. So you have the big race, hoping that Poilievre wins. I know a lot of people are really critical. Certainly better than Carney. I know Trump's kind of rooting for Carney because he thinks Carney's weaker. So we'll see. Who knows? But anyway, Poilievre has at least the veneer of being more conservative. So a lot of people are actually watching that tonight, considering the whole tariff situation. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat tonight. Michelle Tall is on. Deb Powell 50 is on. Bill F1 is on. DC941 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Big Jim Goat Blue is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Judy Anita is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Gritterden is on. Granite 2468 is on. Mike Griffith's on. Gloyd Shaw's on. Scooter 8887 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. JD Wool is on. Judy Anita is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Goosey 600 is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. TJT1 is on. Bibby Barnhill is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Let me see here. I miss anybody. Scrolling down. In case I missed you, Granite 2468 is on. I see you guys on there 500 times. Let's see here. Paul's NYC is on. Sheila K is on. All right, there we go. Leon Fish Puppy. That'll be the last one. All right, I love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's go to this one first, and we're going to get to all things Trump in just a minute. But this is coming right from Josh Hawley. And now what you need to notice is you have to notice the acronym in the midst of this. I didn't even notice it at first, but you notice this S-58 bill that they're trying to pass through Congress. It's titled Preventing P, Elected E, Leaders L, from owning securities S and investments, which equals the word Pelosi. And Josh Hawley is actually calling it the Pelosi Act, Preventing Election Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments Act, is actually trying to be passed through the Senate right now. It might, narrow majority. I doubt that you'll get Collins, Murkowski, you know, Romney, McConnell, Graham, who knows how many of those you'll get, if any. But anyway, it's a great act to try to get passed, a bill to try to get passed in the Senate. Of course, it has to go to Congress. And Donald Trump has already pledged that he will sign this bill. So, I mean, it's absolutely hysterical, called the Pelosi Act. This is actually how you fight Democrats in their face, because they're going to fight you to your face. You need to fight them to their face. And this is exactly what you need to do. All right, let's go to the next one. I'm going all over the place to start off the show here. Study, this just came out. Look at the date. Study rate of serious or life-threatening complications from another quote-unquote medical treatment after abortion pill is 22 times higher than FDA claims. So here you have the FDA protecting another political agenda. You have them protecting another political narrative. The number one, that abortion is healthcare, which it's not. It's very simplistically murder. It's absolutely murder. You're killing a human being, but they call it healthcare. They call it women's healthcare, whatever it may be. It's all lies. It was so funny they call it women's healthcare when 500,000 of the 1 million babies they butcher inside of the United States per year, and that's not counting California and New York. So we're probably closer to 2 million per year. But just going off of the CDC statistics, half of the abortions every year, of course, are women. So they're killing 500,000, 600,000, 700,000, a million women per year in the United States of America. And they're also advocating, because abortions worldwide are 40, and this is according to the WHO, so it's actually way higher than this, because this is a number they consider to be palatable. They butcher 41.2 million babies per year in the womb. Everyone's talking about COVID and 5 to 18 million. That's as close to numbers they can get. I won't get into that again. Said it a million times. That's the best you can do as an expert. That's the best that the World Health Organization can do. That's the best the United Nations can do. We're estimating the deaths between 5 and 18 million. So give or take 13 million. That's the experts. And the same experts who are swearing that the abortion pill is just fantastic. Well, the study, the rate of serious or life-threatening complications after the abortion bills, 20 times higher than the FDA claim, just like it was the FDA that was suing on behalf of Pfizer. And this is the same thing that happened, I'm trying to remember the years, early 2000s or mid 2000s, I'm just going to put in the bracket of 2009 to 2012, the FDA sued on behalf of pharmaceutical companies then too, to say that vaccines do not cause autism. So, I mean, why is it that you and I mean, again, the very definition of fascism has nothing to do with racism. We all know racism is bad. But fascism has nothing to do with racism. It is the merging of corporatism and governance. So why is it that you and I are paying the FDA to sue on behalf of Big Pharma more than once? Why are you and I paying for the FDA to run propagandist ads for the abortion pill industry to say that it's perfectly safe and effective when it's the complication rate is 22 times higher than they claimed? So just think about it. They're saying that there's one complication, but there's actually 22 complications. See what I'm saying? And that's why who are the experts and who do you trust? There are no real experts. There are political advocates. It really is as simple as that. Go to the next before me, Libs of TikTok tweet. And as a result of all these abortions, the number of births in America in 2023, because the 2024 numbers aren't available yet here in early 2025, fell to the lowest level. And you think the last year of Biden would go up? Absolutely not. Fell to the lowest level in over 40 years. The Trump administration is reportedly looking at ways to incentivize women to have more children in the U.S., according to Newsweek. They want to lower the rate of American citizens having babies so that they can flood America with third world immigrants who have no heritage connection to the Constitution, so they are very easily globally governed out of Davos, London, or Beijing. It really is as simple as that. All right, here's another one. Let's go to this one. From, very weird, here we are, major power outage today, major power outage in Spain, Portugal, and a big swath of France. Spain hits first weekday, look at the date there, April 22nd, 2025, they're celebrating. Spain hits first weekday of 100% renewable power on the national grid. Spain's grid ran entirely on renewable energy for the first time on April 16th, with wind, solar, and hydro meeting all peninsular electricity demand during a weekday. 5 days later, solar set a new record, generating 20,120 megawatts of instantaneous power, covering 78.6% of demand and 61.5% of the grid mix. But here's the problem, and let's just get the next one ready to roll. Bannon's War Room video, here's Dave Walsh. So they had all the congratulations. They were able to provide a lot of power using renewables, wind and solar and hydroelectric. Fantastic. Only problem is today is what, Aaron, the 29th? 28th. 3 days later. I mean, oh, hey, we're all renewables. We powered almost the whole grid. I mean, if you really look at those stats, it's probably not true. But anyway, we powered the whole grid using renewables. Well, 3 days later, the entire grid is down. Bannon's War Room, Dave Walsh. There are about 6 million people in Spain, Portugal, and France without power. Play for me.
Dave Walsh, talk to me about one way we get out of this. The bedrock for it is energy, sir. Talk to me what happened in Portugal and Spain today. Is that a foreshadowing of what's going to happen in the United States of America?
Well, it is. You appear to have about 6 million people in key cities in Spain, Portugal, and now France out of power for an elongated period. We're not quite sure why. There's some rumors about a spatial event with solar flares. But you know what? That doesn't affect just a tiny, weeny area like Spain and Portugal. If that were true, that would broadcast over a very large area. What hasn't? It looks like this is about their generation system. How does this affect us here? Spain, over time, has accepted the notion for the whole Iberian Peninsula of all solar, all wind. They're about 50% of their electricity is now produced that way, 65% of their installed capacity. It doesn't work at night. It doesn't work at night. It doesn't work when it's cloudy. So therefore, you've got capacity factors, maybe 25%, meaning 75% of the time that doesn't work. They've now announced the shutdown of their last two coal plants and all seven of their nuclear power plants. Over the next 10 years, they will have no nighttime power effectively. The batteries don't solve that. By the way, all of the battery power and solar panels come from, guess who, from China. They're very committed to that. This is what you wind up with. Translate this to the United States of America. In 2012, electricity reserve margins here averaged 25%. We produced more than we needed to take care of the peak times of summer and winter when it's hottest and coldest. Reserve margins have collapsed to 14.5% now, only in about 18 years, because of the mass adoption of these part-time technologies that cost three times the money. And yeah, batteries are great, but they all come from China. Solar panels all come from China. We're taking in power generation resources that cost 11 times more than basic gas-fired electric power. In solar, about three times more costly. Battery storage, about 11 times more costly. And it all comes from China, and we're incentivizing that. $42 billion a year of Biden-IRA incentives that continue to this day and are not being attacked in this version of the budget. And then B, makers inside the IRS tax code, accelerated depreciation on this stuff, five-year lives, massively accelerated depreciation schedules, another $11 billion of subsidies that way for Chinese-sourced solar panels. 87% of those in the world are made in China. 87% of batteries in the world are made in China. Utility-scale battery storage.
Hang on. Are you saying that we, the taxpayer, are subsidizing that? That's not a subsidy coming from us.
Yes. We're subsidizing companies like Sarah.
Slow down. Hit rewind. I want to make sure this flows over people on a Monday morning. Give me that again.
The ITC, investment tax credit, production tax credit, and accelerated depreciation subsidies to wind, solar, and battery storage extended in the Biden IRA that were existent all the last 12 years, including this same administration last time, those incentives were all there then, continue and cost taxpayers $42 billion a year. The tax subsidy portion in depreciation schedules, accelerating depreciation for tax on this stuff, allows another $10 billion a year. So $52 billion a year in subsidizing part-time, massively, massively expensive energy sources for electricity that come from China, battery storage, and...
Hey, you know, it's an excellent three-day run that they had. I mean, who wants more than 3 days out of 365? I mean, that's just fantastic. Three-day run. Oh, we're running all on renewables. You know, you may not want to have everything depending on weather. I mean, that just call me crazy, but you might not want to have everything depending on whether a cloud blocks the sun or not and whether there's no wind. You might not want to have everything. I mean, I'm just wondering, how are you going to drive your tanks? Oh, wait, none of them have an army. That's why. Oh, the United States needs to cut down on its CO2 emissions. Okay, then you have no defense, France, Spain, and Portugal, because none of you can defend yourself. None of you have a navy. None of you have an army of any substantive value whatsoever. Not to mention all of your products come from your number one geopolitical enemy around. Imagine that. All of your sustainability comes from China. Give it to me, Aaron.
China.
I mean, you don't want that. You really don't want all of your energy sustainability coming from your geopolitical enemy and opponent, do you? And not to mention, it costs three times more when it comes to solar panels and 11 times more when it comes to batteries. The batteries are made in China. The solar panels are made in China and probably have little remote systems on them to, not remote necessarily where they're communicating with them, but to actually become useless after a certain period of time. As you shut down all your coal-fired plants, shut down all your refineries, and shut down all your nuclear power plants. Just brilliant, Spain. Just brilliant, Portugal. Just brilliant, France. No wonder all of you get conquered every single war. Every war. I mean, imagine that being your history. Your history is as an ankle grabber. That's your history. What's your history? You have to have National Ankle Grabber Day. As you should have. We'll just have a big, giant flag of a bunch of Frenchmen, Spaniards and Portuguese bent over with their ankles grabbed because every single war you lose or just simply don't fight in it. And here comes Uncle Sam, who you hate, has to defend you again. lo and behold, that'll probably be what happens here too. We'll have to probably come and rebuild your coal fire plants for you. All for a problem that doesn't even exist. We're going to stop burning coal. We're going to stop burning fossil fuels. All for a problem that doesn't even exist, that you can't even define. All right, let's move into all things Trump. Donald J. Trump, Truth Post. So this is just kind of launching into all things Trump today. Hopefully, ActBlue, the Democrats' illegal scam used to raise money, including from not allowed foreign contributions, is being looked at by authorities. The Dems only know how to win by cheating, something which they do better than any group or party in history. Now, I'm just going to go one at a time going through this. Everybody knows about this stuff, but how ActBlue is still in business belies all logic. Again, and I know I've said this 1,000 times, so I'm going to keep this short, but there is no way on earth that any of you, or that you or me or anybody else could ever get away with the felonious fraud that is ActBlue. There is no way for us to get away with it. When they say that, you know, Linda Jones in Potomac, Michigan gave 5,000 times in a year to ActBlue for $100 per. How is that remotely possible that any human being like, Tom, that's hyperbolic? No, it's not. That's exactly what they do. These people, again, are zealous, but they're not smart. What they're trying to do is cover up foreign contributions and PAC violating contributions, campaign finance violating contributions by attributing them to small campaign donations given by individuals. Well, how can an individual give 5,000 times in a year? And then when that person is confronted at their door, they don't even know what the interviewer is even talking about. And this has been now going on for decades. How are they? I mean, again, this was going on when George Bush was in office. Well, of course, Hussein Obama let it go. And then Trump had it, and somehow Trump's administration, probably not him because he didn't know about it, because everybody that worked in the first Trump administration were administration saboteurs. But, I mean, how in the world, if you actually have a legitimate FEC, Federal Election Commission, if you have a legitimate FBI, how in the world, if you have a legitimate state police agencies, how in the world does this even go on? And I'm not exaggerating at all. This is exactly what happened. Have you really given 18,000 times? Have you really given $60 18,000 times? That's what's happening. I mean, by the thousands. Who ever gives a campaign contribution more than once or twice a year? These people are giving 5,000 times in a year. This is happening. Why is it? How is it even still open? But now with their terrible policies and candidates, and with people like crooked Adam Schiff, who demanded a full pardon from Sleepy Joe, leading the way, it is impossible for them to reach their money goals. The USA is wise to these scoundrels and crooks. Also, why did the auto pen give Schiff a pardon? So here's the thing. This whole auto pen is just an absolute open door for litigation and prosecution. Oh, we don't want to get into that. Yes, we do. Now, here's the thing I want everybody to realize. You remember Quantico. You remember Cash Patel talking about my first day of office, I'm going to shut down Quantico, make it a museum to the deep state. I'm still waiting for that, Cash. Still waiting for the museum to open. He said there's 7,000 people working there doing nothing. Okay, well, we have lots for them to do. Send them into an investigation of ActBlue. Send them into an investigation of AutoPen. Send them into the investigation of the 2022 election steal. There's plenty of things to invest. Pelosi stock trades, Debbie Wasserman Schultz stock trades, and any other Republican suspiciously high stock trades who outperform Warren Buffett. There's plenty for the ATF to do. These are all federal agents. They all have a specific designation. They can all do federal investigations. ATF agents can do it. DHS agents can do it. Secret Service agents can do it. FBI agents can do it. ATF agents can do it. Anybody can do it. They're all sworn federal agents. So there's plenty to investigate. There's plenty for them to do. We need to look into the legality of AutoPen. And just so everybody knows, it's not legal. I guarantee you right now, if you go to Joseph Robinette Biden and you ask him, who is it that you gave a, who name the people that you gave preemptive pardons to? So there's two parts of that, by the way. First of all, can you give a pardon via auto pen? And second of all, is there any such thing as a preemptive pardon? Because you just have to look at the definition of the word pardon. That means you're pardoning somebody for a crime that they were convicted of. How are you preemptively pardoning somebody who's never been convicted of the crime you're pardoning them from? There's no way. So all of this needs to be looked into. There's plenty of lawyers. We found all, well, not all of it, not even close, about 1% of it, of the waste, fraud, and abuse. We have hundreds of billions at our disposal. Let's open up investigations. Adam Schiff should be in federal prison. Then we need to look into the whole COVID vaccine agenda and narrative, because those were all bold-faced lies with plenty of lies under oath by Anthony Fauci. Plenty of lies under oath by him and others, and they need to go to federal prison for the rest of their miserable lives. You're like, Tom, then they'll do it to us. You know, it's funny people say that. Tom, they'll do it to us. Wouldn't it be more accurate to say that they've already done it to us? It reminds me of before I got into this in a lawsuit with an insurance company for the hurricane stuff. People said to me, don't threaten a lawsuit because then they're never going to pay you. Well, they hadn't paid me anyway. What's the difference? If you say it, Tom, you threaten a lawsuit, then they're not going to pay you. They're already not paying me. They haven't paid me for months. They haven't paid me for a year. So I just say nothing. I love the people who advocate saying nothing, and people will just come around. If we just don't defend ourselves, you know, and we just keep our legs wide open for the Democrats to keep kicking us in the nads, eventually they won't. I'll just keep my legs spread with a smile on my face and say, thank you, sir. May I have another kick to the groin? Thank you. And eventually they'll stop just out of me being nice and saying nothing, right? Yeah. Biden knew nothing about it. Who operated the auto pen? We all need to know, because Biden couldn't name who he pardoned. Biden doesn't even know the word preemptive. That is the biggest question being asked in D.C. They almost destroyed our country. They should all be in jail. And he is absolutely correct. Let's go to the next one. Libs of TikTok video. Breaking 100 illegals. Actually, you can just side by side this one, guys. I'm just going to set, we aren't going to play the whole thing. I just want to show you what it was. Because there was, I'm trying to think of how many officers and military. Trump has now taken ATF agents and basically assigned them to ICE because, you know, we really don't need the ATF to go and harass gun owners. I mean, gun shops anymore. I think we're good. You know, we don't really need that. Since the ATF, they're not going to do anything except for harass people who believe in the Second Amendment. Well, Trump has now reassigned them to the ICE, to ICE. And to DHS, so they can go and do raids like this. This right here is an illegal nightclub, a nightclub without a license. Everybody in there was illegal. And you're going to hear this in the video from @Amuse in just a second. There was active duty military in the nightclub providing security with weapons on them. It's as if our government's against us. If you notice, I'm not talking too much to Aaron tonight. He's got the sickies. He's over there, but he's got the sickies. So I'm only going to use him for his Trump voice.
I'm here.
He's there. So I'm only going to use him for his Trump voice tonight. He got the sickies. He's on a 4-sickie fast. He had no food at all today. So anyway, this is an illegal nightclub. There was over, I think they said 300 officers here for this thing. So this is great. And 300 people inside. So it was like one-on-one with 100 illegals arrested. All right, go to the next one for me. Adam Hughes video. Terror TDA gang members employed more than 12 armed active duty U.S. soldiers to protect our underground club. Play for me.
So, good morning. John Pullen with DEA and the Rocky Mountain Division. We're here on the scene of an underground nightclub where over 300 federal law enforcement, along with our local partners from El Paso County and Colorado Springs PD, executed an enforcement operation this morning. It's a drug investigation. We seized quite a number of guns. And took a number of people into custody. What I'd like for people to know as a result of this operation is that Colorado Springs is waking up to a safer community today.
Jonathan, give us some perspective here. 300 law enforcement officers, what brought about this kind of requirement, this kind of need to be here with that
So this is an underground illegal nightclub, okay? And what was happening inside was significant drug trafficking, prostitution, crimes of violence. We seized a number of guns in there. We had active duty service members who were running security at the club and involved in some of these crimes. And in fact, we had over 100 illegal aliens inside as well. And those over 100 illegal aliens were taken into custody by ICE.
Active duty service members helping as security here. Can you elaborate on that at all?
So it's an ongoing investigation, but we had over a dozen active duty service members in the club tonight, either as patrons or working as armed security.
Kind of not good when you've got all those active duty U.S. soldiers who some of them were patrons and some of them were armed security. How does this happen? How does this happen inside the United States? Well, because they were allowing illegals to, under the Biden administration, to join the military. How can you join the United States military when you yourself are not a citizen? Think about how crazy all of this is now. And as it pops into my head, I'll expose it. Think about how insane everything is. Men are women, women are men. You're allowing non-citizens to, I'm not saying these people all might have been citizens who had just been co-opted into the Democratic Party narrative or simply bought off, just simply corrupt soldiers. I don't know, but if you're a soldier, you ought to know better than to be conducting security or being hired as security at an illegal, it's hard, there's so many illegals, illegal nightclub. You ought to know better than that. But I mean, it's happening. It's just so insane. All of this is absolutely so insane. Thank God that Donald Trump got elected. At least we have a shot at cleaning this all up. Because everything is so weird. Everything is so inverted. You know, we're fighting Elon Musk. We're fighting Doge. We want all of those billions and even trillions of dollars completely wasted. That's what we advocate for because it personally profits us. That's where we're at. All right, let's go to the next one. Fox News tweet. Federal charges filed against, you wonder who it was that stole Kristi Noem's purse as she ate in a high-end restaurant in Washington, D.C. Of course, it's an illegal, but there's no problem with illegals. I thought we kept getting told that they don't commit any more crime than the normal person. They have a 100% crime rate because all of them committed a felony when they entered the country illegally. And then not only that, but they do commit more crimes once they're here because they aren't allowed to work. It's hysterical. The guy steals Kristi Noem's purse, had like $3,000 in it, credit cards, everything else, plus it was a high-end purse. So federal charges filed against the illegal immigrant who allegedly stole Kristi Noem's purse. Not allegedly, he did it. That's the end of it. All right, let's go to the next one. Donald J. Trump Truth Post just released 99.9% at the border now. It was 96%. Now it's 99.9% closed. Best number ever reported. Three people got in. Three. Listen, remember how I always have said for the last 4 years, the 15 days to flatten the curve? I keep saying that doesn't count gotaways. This counts gotaways. You know why? Because there are no gotaways. There are none. But I thought we needed a comprehensive border bill and that this has been a systemic problem for many years and it will require a bipartisan, comprehensive border security bill. No, it doesn't. The laws are already on the books. Do we need to have a bipartisan bill to ban murder? No, it's already on the books. You're not allowed to murder. Best number ever recorded. Three people got in versus hundreds of thousands in the last administration. Joe Biden averaged 200,000 to 400,000 a month. Now three. Three people got in. There has never been so much of a difference before. Congratulations, America. People, listen. I'm not an acolyte for the Trump administration or any other administration. I'm an acolyte for Jesus. I'm an acolyte for the truth. People are like, yeah, but Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush had higher deportation numbers. They had no opposition. When Hussein Obama was deporting 3 million people in 8 years, and he's like, that's way outpacing Trump. And Trump deported 2 million in 4 years. So that would have been 4 million in 8 years in his last administration, which would have been roughly the same number, give or take a million, with Hussein Obama. Trump's horrible. Whenever he deports people, he's horrible. Whenever Hussein Obama deports people, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't even merit a seventh page headline in the New York Times. But so Trump, people are saying Trump's numbers are terrible, and even right wingers are all attacking Trump, saying that he's a fraud. He's not really doing. He's being sued by 200 different lawsuits to stop what he's doing. That never's happened before. When Hussein Obama or even George W. Bush or Billy Clinton, because Billy Clinton deported millions, Herbert Walker Bush deported 10 million people in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. There was not one challenge. Not one. Now the Democrats want a literal trial for every illegal that ICE detains before deportation. And they're suing to get that done. And if Trump doesn't listen to him, they're saying that he's the first president in history who has blown off the judiciary, blown off court rulings. They never had. And plus, by the way, the deportation system was completely and totally dismantled under the 4 years of the Biden administration. There is no deportation system. So they have to rebuild that and then deport people. Tom, you're making excuses for Trump. I'm not. There is no deportation system. It has to be built. But they're starting to get momentum now. They're starting to average high hundreds per day and even creeping into the thousands per day. But he's got 200 lawsuits levied against him basically to stop him from getting rid of race, fraud, and abuse and stop him from getting rid of illegals. Nobody else has faced this opposition. It's not about being an acolyte. That's what truth is. If Trump was facing no opposition, nobody cared, I would have expected him already to have gotten rid of a million people. In his first, I think we're on day 98 today of the Trump administration. He probably would have already gotten rid of a million. If there was no opposition. Remember, they're trying to stop him. Joe Biden brought in 500,000 to 600,000 illegals on flights alone, and they've sued over that Donald Trump can't get rid of those quote unquote parolees that Joe Biden paroled. They signed up, they bought off the local officials, got a flight into America that you and I paid for $150,000 per flight. Flew into America, 500,000 to 600,000 of them, these parolees, and Donald Trump wanted to do one giant sweep and get them all out. Well, he's being sued and being stopped from doing it. Well, Trump's not doing anything. What do you want him to do? It comes down to you're either going to defy court orders or you're not. Eventually, he may have to defy court orders, but right now he's trying not to. So again, nobody's ever faced the opposition that he's faced. All right, let's go to the next one. Davery Darkin's video, CNN painfully. This is awesome. Having to watch CNN bend the knee is an absolute pleasure. CNN painfully has to admit how corrupt the former New Mexico judge really is. Play for me.
Jessica, it all started with an anonymous tip back in January that undocumented migrants were living on a judge's property in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and in possession of firearms. That home belongs to the former judge, Jose Luis Cano, and his wife, Nancy Cano. Homeland Security investigators allege in court documents that one of the people living on this property was Christian Ortega Lopez. They say evidence suggests he's linked to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. In the complaint are multiple photos and videos of Ortega Lopez holding a handgun, an assault-style rifle, and ammunition. Investigators say it was through these photos and videos that they identified tattoos, clothing, and hand gestures commonly associated with the Tren de Aragua, saying they provided strong evidence of his potential connection to the gang. Homeland Security investigators also claim that after Ortega Lopez's arrests, the former judge admitted to smashing a cell phone with a hammer weeks earlier because he thought it could have had photos or video that would reflect negatively on Ortega Lopez, and that his wife consulted with Ortega Lopez over how to delete Facebook posts. Court records show also former Judge Cano is now federally charged with tampering with evidence, while his wife is charged with conspiracy to tamper with evidence. We've reached out to their attorney for comment. Jose Cano denied ever knowing the alleged gang affiliation of Ortega Lopez, writing in a letter to the New Mexico Supreme Court obtained by CNN affiliate station KOAT, quote, "Let me be crystal clear as possible. The very first time I ever heard that the men could possibly have any association with Tren de Aragua was when I was informed of that by the agents on the day of the raid." We should note, too, Jessica, that Judge Cano resigned in March, sometime after the case first came to light. And this week, the New Mexico Supreme Court ordered Cano to never run for judicial office in the future. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the charges reflect the administration's belief that sanctuary jurisdictions only help criminals and that, quote, no one is above the law.
So everybody wants to honor and respect judges, honor and respect and respect the judiciary. But you have, and I'm not going to go too deep into this because we've already talked about it ad nauseum. It's just great seeing CNN have to actually admit that so is this judge? Because allegedly, according to CNN, Judge Dugan, she is above the law, even though she secreted. Remember what Dugan did? Well, she's having a hearing for a domestic numerous domestic battery charges against an illegal. She stops the trial and asks for a meeting in her chambers, which is all a lie, for the defense attorney for the illegal and the illegal to go back into her chambers, and then she lets them out a non-public access door out into the streets. This is a guy who's already, he's about to be either found innocent, found guilty, or sentenced, and she's let it, and by the way, with domestic violence, you're never just let loose. You're always given an injunction first. So he goes back, imagine this, man, get the depth of this thing. Trust me, I know from being involved with and making many domestic violence arrests. I'm telling you, it's the way that it is. Nobody gets released on domestic violence. You get an injunction at minimum. So he should have either been sentenced or the trial would have continued or whatever. And she calls, says, we need to have a meeting in chambers. That's a lie. And then after meeting in her private chambers, she lets them out the back jury door that's not accessible to the public so nobody would see it. And there's no cameras there. So she allegedly, now she's being mistreated. And we hear for 4 years, nobody's above the law, but I guess she is, right? Well, here you have Cannon, Jose Cannon, shocking term, shocking name, and his wife Nancy Cannon, having, and by the way, they're reporting one Tren de Aragua member, but it's actually way more than that. And they were doing military exercises, and he was providing known felons with AR-15s, and we're supposed to trust the judiciary. Now, let me talk about this one with you, because I'm going to let this news broadcast I found to be absolutely hysterical. Why is it that every time you start to talk about anything Hispanic, you have to adopt an Hispanic accent? Like going to Taco Bell, suddenly you say burrito every day of your life, but you go and order a Taco Bell, I'll have 5 burrito grandes. Why does everybody do that? Oh, I love this little commentary right here. Play for me.
Every time we hear a Hispanic name on TV, whether or not the anchor is Hispanic, we suddenly have to shapeshift into a perfect Hispanic accent. Police arrested 25-year-old Ilan Alain Sanchez. And I mean that honestly. Why do we do that? When I say Alejandro Mayorkas, I just say Alejandro Mayorkas. But on CNN, it's Alejandro Mayorkas. I'm Irish. When police arrest someone with an Irish name, I don't say police just arrested 25-year-old Charlie McLaughlin. I just say police arrested Charlie McLaughlin. Like, stop that. Stop.
Awesome. It's so true. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. So here's the whole no one's above the law crowd. Go to the first one for me, Brent. Ro Khanna, no matter which political party. Now, notice the date. This is 12/18/2019. You are in. We should all agree that America won't succeed in the 21st century if we don't uphold the laws of our country. Nobody should be above the law, but she should be allowed, as Judge Dugan has, to call a halt to the trial, bring people back into your chambers under false pretenses, and then release the illegal domestic offender out the back door. Ro Khanna now. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are arresting judges now. Nobody's above the law, clown show. Deleting the tweet won't undo the constitutional crisis you just thrust us into. Really, it's a constitutional crisis to arrest Jose. I'll do it like that. Like Jose Cano. That's a constitutional crisis. A guy who's giving guns. Because he said, notice what he said. He's arresting judges now. So we're supposed to allow. Because remember, it was local law enforcement that saw this judge who they've had many dealings with at the range with Tren de Aragua members. And he was giving them guns, and they were living on his ranch. And look at Ro Khanna, who's supposed to be the moderate Democrat, the voice of reason. There's arresting judges now? You might want to arrest a judge who's harboring Tren de Aragua in his house, and not only harboring them, but giving them AR-15s. Not to mention Judge Dugan for calling a halt to her trial of a domestic abuser, bringing them into chambers under false pretenses and letting them out the back door to not allow ICE to arrest them. Yeah, you know what? It's time to arrest judges when they do things like that. All right, go to the next one. Here's Amy Klobuchar in the United States. Look at the date. I don't even know what year that is. Weird. 2020, October 14, 2022. In the United States, no one is above the law. This is not normal, she says. The administration arrest of a sitting judge in Wisconsin, that's Dugan, is a drastic move that threatens the rule of law. While we don't have all the details, but yet while we don't have all the details, why are you making a proclamation? I mean, you completely invalidate your statement when you say we don't have all the details. Guess who has all the details? The ICE agents who were obstructed for making a lawful arrest in the courtroom have all the details. This is a grave step and undermines our system of checks and balances. Go to the next form. Here's another idiot. Ed Markey. No one is above the law. Abolish qualified immunity and hold police accountable, he says in 2020. Ed Markey now. The Trump administration arrested a judge in Milwaukee. This is a red alert moment. Ed, you said no one's above the law. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Eddie. Amy, Roe, this is what you wanted. You said no one was above the law, so you could raid Mar-a-Lago, arrest and prosecute Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Mike Flynn, Roger Stone, Alex Jones. This is what you wanted. Nobody's above the law. Maybe you've opened a Pandora's box, and you better be careful what you wish for. All right, let's go to the next one. Cat Turd tweet. Here it is. That's Dugan. Happy No One Is Above the Law Day. There it is. Enjoy it. Enjoy every last second of it. Let's go to the next one. Western Lensman video. McCabe, listen, you know it's bad when one of the most corrupt, and by the way, Andrew McCabe, needs to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. And I'm not being hyperbolic. This is a man who lied under oath to the FISA court and probably lied under oath in a congressional hearing. Don't know that part, but for sure lied to get a FISA warrant. Remember, it was McCabe, Rosenstein and Comey that all lied to get FISA warrants on Donald Trump. In other words, wiretaps on Donald Trump. Because he was colluding with Russians all the while. McCabe knows that his FBI was the one who released the collusion story to the media and then claimed that the media was reporting the story on the FISA warrant. I mean, does everybody get that? See, you actually make up the story. There's reports that Donald Trump, he was being peed on by Russian prostitutes and he's colluded with Russia. You make all of that up from anonymous sources. Then you tell the media reports it, and you use as a justification on your FISA warrant that the media is already reporting the story that you gave them. That's Andrew McCabe. I just want you to know the corruptocrat that's speaking to you in this video. But even he has to admit that the Dugan arrest is valid. Play it for me.
But it's also not a, it's not an unreasonable complaint. There's plenty of evidence in the complaint to get you beyond the probable cause phase, which is where we are right now. And I think when you start looking at how the judge was treated after the events that led to the charge, so where and when and how she was arrested and the fact that she was arrested at the courthouse rather than her own residence, the fact that she was placed in a jail cell for hours before her arraignment was called in the court later in the afternoon. These things are unprecedented. Typically, upstanding members of the community who have no criminal history and aren't accused of a violent act are allowed to self-surrender at the time of their arraignment. The fact that they did not offer that courtesy to her and instead went out of their way to treat her harshly, I believe is an act of performative cruelty on behalf of the Department of Justice, which is not the way any Department of Justice should be acting.
And I could show you a video right now. You want to see, performative injustice? How about we go to the Roger Stone arrest? How about we go to them perp walking Peter Navarro with ankle chains through the airport? How about the raid of Mar-a-Lago and them rifling Melania's underwear drawer, which, by the way, did in fact occur? How about that? Peter, I mean, it's just amazing to me. Andrew McCabe said nothing about all this performative injustice. None whatsoever. How about all of the SWAT teams showing up at pro-life activist homes in violation of the FACE Act, not to mention all of the performative art of the FBI showing up at zero criminal history J6ers homes and arresting them at gunpoint. Andrew McCabe says absolutely nothing. But to have even a moniker of credibility, he has to acknowledge that this judge did in fact see the ICE agents, stop the trial, make up a fake excuse to bring the defendant and his attorney into chambers and open up the back door for them, the door they didn't even know existed. In the middle of the trial where he's being tried for numerous counts of domestic battery, of which nobody's allowed back into the public during a domestic violence proceeding at all. You always have an injunction. She just lets them out. So even McCabe has to admit that part. All right, let's go to the next one. Timcast News video. Due process does not mean a criminal trial. Play for me.
Did you know that Barack Obama, 75% of his deportations didn't have any due process?
Is that because none was needed?
I got to stop you there. That's wrong.
That was from the ACLU.
They're lying.
I guess that's fair. The STLU does lie.
Indeed.
Yes.
Due process does not mean a criminal trial.
Well, that's what I mean. Dude, they didn't deserve a criminal trial, so they didn't get one. Therefore, due process was followed, even though there was no process. Well, the process was just get out.
See, this is the gaslighting, and I got to stop you. This is the gaslighting. They say they were deported with, you know, like under Obama, none of these guys got due process. That's incorrect. What process are you due? Okay, as an illegal immigrant, you get reviewed by law enforcement. They check your IDs. They can check the IDs and detain any American citizen at any point. If there's reasonable suspicion, which is incredibly easy to get, an officer can stop you and ask you questions. They can ask for your ID. You don't have to give it to them. You can say, am I being detained? And you can go. But if they have reasonable suspicion that you're an illegal immigrant, they can escalate a little bit. Often what happens is they find out the individual is not a citizen or suspicion grows to probable cause. And then they say, okay, expedited removal. That is the process that you are due as an illegal immigrant. So what's happening now is Democrats are trying to create the idea in the minds of Americans that due process means flatly 100% criminal jury trial with a defense counsel. That's for American citizens. Due process is different in many different cases. Okay, so due process can be if a judge denies your evidence, you as an American, if you're a J6er and you get a criminal trial and a jury and legal counsel on both sides, and then you say, Your Honor, this video is exculpatory evidence proving I'm innocent. And the judge goes, you can't show it. That's a violation of due process. But you got a criminal trial and a hearing and all of those things. Due process does not mean criminal trial. So when we issue expedited removals, they never go before a judge. An ICE agent finds a guy, they investigate, they say this person is an illegal immigrant, they file for removal, they negotiate with the home country, put them on a plane and fly them back. End of story.
It really is quite, I mean, again, and it's all just purposeful agenda and narrative. But what's so funny is that the Democrats have no problem with actual due process not being allowed. And then they want people who aren't due process. They want them to have due process. So when you're a J6er, and by the way, Brent was just talking about this, judges just arbitrarily decide what to allow in the trial and what not to allow in the trial. And that's why there's room for appeal. But like Navarro, Bannon, Alex Jones in a civil trial, they weren't allowed to put on a defense. Literally, the judge could just say, that's inadmissible. But people would be like, again, I want to remove all the illusions of the white hat they coming to your rescue or the white hat process or processes coming to your rescue. That's not going to happen. Not unless you can appeal it to the appellate court, which is often just as blue as the jurisdictional court. And then you'd have to go all the way, be a multimillionaire and make it to the Supreme Court or the state Supreme Court, which is often just as blue as the jurisdictional court. Because Alex Jones was simple. They would stream, just using him as an example. They would stream one person after another to testify. And the person would lie about what Alex Jones said. He never said anything. They would actually lie about what he was doing on that day's show. And you could actually go and watch that day's show because they were saying, on that day's show, he was defaming these kids that died at Sandy Hook. He never said a word about Sandy Hook. And the judge would not allow any sort of testimony or actual videotape that would be exculpatory. They wouldn't allow it. And this is what's going on in all of these trials. And Democrats want due process for illegals, but not due process for cops that are wrongfully accused of crimes in the middle of, in the middle of police interactions. And they don't want due process for J6ers. When a J6er, it's simple as this. There's video that's showing that I was nowhere near the event that you're accusing me of participating in. Nowhere near it. But the judge says we can't allow that to be shown in trial for national security reasons. Why can't the judge just look at it then? Because they want the person convicted. We do not live in a system of justice with the scales of justice and the blind woman holding the scales of justice. We don't exist in a system like that. We don't. So everybody talking about due process and people, talking about just trust the judges. Here's Roger Stone's arrest. I put it out of order. I thought I actually skipped it, but I put it out of order because I wanted it right after the McCabe thing. And I would blame Brent, but it's my fault. I would love to blame him or Aaron, but I can't. So just side by side, just want to show you this is what is due Roger Stone. Let's go back to his criminal history and how many crimes he's been convicted of or even accused of his entire life prior to this incident. Zero. And that's what you have to send to his home at 6 o'clock in the morning with CNN waiting. The only news channel had any idea this was going on. This is what in McCabe's talking about this, judicial show, this law enforcement show of arresting Dugan. How about this? Why was McCabe silent about this? They had frogmen in his canal in the backyard. Frogmen, FBI frogmen, fully garbed in the water, in the canal in his backyard, just in case Roger Stone fled in the water. And McCabe says nothing about this hyperbolic performance by the FBI, this FBI overreach, this FBI dramatic arrest, this over-dramatic arrest. Using way too many assets for the person that you're dealing with. Nothing was said by McCabe then or anybody else. It's just funny how, here we have the actual video footage of Roger Stone's arrest. It's been, talking about viral. None of them says one word about it. Let's go to the next one. The researcher video. One of Norm Eisen's, remember, you have 200 lawsuits against Donald Trump right now. Most, if not all, are orchestrated by Norm Eisen. A lot of them are funded by Reid Hoffman, probably Mark Elias in the background too. This is who Democrats are fine with running the country are lawyers, leftist lawyers. And remember, the reason why John Roberts seems to be against Donald Trump is because he's besties, this conservative Supreme Court Chief Justice is best friends with the most liberal lawyer, not liberal, liberal, liberal does not describe Norm Eisen. Mengele. Goebbels, Hitler would describe Norm Eisen. He is a leftist lawyer or Stalinist lawyer. One of Norm Eisen's main propagandists worked as a news person. We're supposed to trust the news. They're always talking about the news, the mainstream media has lost all credibility. I wonder why you've lost all credibility when the reporters work for Norm Eisen or are best friends with Norm Eisen. You're just supposed to, what they do is they're partisan, 23 hours a day until their 1 hour show, and then they're nonpartisan, neutral anchor people. That's what you're supposed to believe. They're just absolute partisans. All of them give to Democratic Party causes, but then when they put on their news anchor robes, they suddenly are unbiased and nonpartisan. Well, is that really the case? The researcher video. One of Norm Eisen's main propagandists, Katie Fang, is leaving MSNBC. Play for me.
That my time here at MSNBC comes to a close, I am taking that fight back to a familiar place. I'm proud to let you know that I'll be joining Norm Eisen and others in their pursuit of justice on behalf of some incredible organizations like the State Democracy Defenders Fund. I'll be back in the courtroom. Fighting for democracy in the arena where some of the fiercest battles are being waged. And just like I did here at the Katie Fang Show, I'll be demanding accountability by those in power to prevent the further destruction of our great country. For centuries, countless Americans have fought for our rights that are currently being trampled by this administration. Justice will be sought. I hope you'll follow along.
That's the unbiased news anchor. That if you don't trust them, you're tearing apart American democracy, because part of American democracy is our media. And you have to trust that Katie Fang Fang. You just have to trust that whenever she's a leftist, Trump-hating, leftist advocate, acolyte. But then when she goes on the news, she's going to be fair and balanced. That's what you have to trust. Or you're anti-democracy, and you're tearing down the very tenets and bedrock of democracy. All right, let's go to this one. Change the subjects completely now. I just had to put this one up. Libs of TikTok tweet, federally funded masturbation lessons for children. Aren't you glad that's where your taxpayer dollars have gone? Isn't that great? Boulder Valley, Colorado, health center and abortion clinic in Colorado. So they're not only, they kill kids, and then they're going to have camps for kids. Is hosting a free sex ed summer camp. And they call us Hitler-esque. When have we ever been involved on the right with sex ed summer camps? Right out of Hitler youth camps for children, which will teach them about gender ideology and everything related to sex. Isn't that great? How many of you are bringing your kids? It's already been canceled, but I'm just saying, how many of you bring your kids so that leftists can teach them everything related to sex, their bodies, sexuality, sexy feelings,
ooh,
and justice? They also want to teach children about consenting to sex and pleasure in all sorts of ways. Go to the next one for me. So here's the actual pinup for this thing. And this actually was going on and was supposed to happen on July 18th and August 1st. Sex ed summer camp pre-registration. Can you imagine this was actually put out? I mean, again, that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Our entire world is upside down. The entire world is inverted. The entire world is absolutely just abject and abject weird. You'd actually go out and you'd actually pin these pinups up in the community. And this wouldn't erase, sorry about my nose itching for some reason. This wouldn't cause people to hear alarm bells? Sex ed summer camp pre-registration information session form? For, look at the bottom, 5th and 6th graders on July 18th, 7th and 8th graders on July, wow, look how long it is. Holy crap. Look at that. 5th and 6th graders, July 7th through July 18th. 11 days of sex summer camp for 5th and 6th graders. And then 7th and 8th graders get July 21st. So yeah, 11 days. What in the world are these kids going to learn in 11 days at a masturbation camp and a grooming camp to make them very comfortable relinquishing themselves, allowing themselves to be touched by adults? Because that's what it's all about. We've already covered it coming out of the UN itself, where they want to make it perfectly societally acceptable for 47-year-old men to have sex with 14-year-olds. That's a fact. That's in the UN charter. That's what they want to normalize in the world. And these camps coming right out of Colorado, where Tren de Aragua and Aurora were just taking over swaths of streets. This whole world is so screwed up because they want you to accept. They want you to accept things that are absolutely unacceptable, including, I mean, I can't even imagine. This brochure would never be hung up anywhere. Trying to think of the word they use, like in their movie. What do you call them when they're like movie posters? When they put them up all over the place and they end up selling them after a while. But anyway, these posters would put up all over town. I can't imagine. I'm sitting in Northport, Florida right now. This would never be put up with here. You put up a sex ed summer camp for 5th graders? I mean, this place would erupt, and as it should. You have some 47-year-old man with his taped-up penis teaching kids how to twerk and about their sexual feelings. All right, let's go to the next one. Thank goodness this happened. Boulder Valley Health Center, who's putting it on with federal dollars, So Aaron paid for it. Brent paid for it. I paid for it. You paid for it. Due to safety concerns, the Boulder Valley Health Center, CU Boulder's Renee, so this is Colorado University. Yeah, you know, Colorado Buffaloes. Boulder's Renee Crown Wellness Institute's gosh, how many names can you freaking have? Sex Ed Summer Camp for 5th through 8th graders has been canceled. The camp aimed to provide age-appropriate sex education given by perverts to prevent unwanted pregnancies and emphasize the importance of sexual health for overall well-being. Any extra extrapolation about the camp's intentions is incorrect. Oh, no, it was completely and totally corrupt. Go to the next one for me. Just covering this. Okay, anybody who believes that this was a suicide, and I know this is old news because this happened earlier this weekend, but I have to make sure that it's covered. And anybody who believes, I mean, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I'm just going to say Giffray, Virginia Giffray. She used to have an easier last name, trying to remember what it was. But anyway, anybody who believes that she committed suicide after making numerous statements and numerous videos, the last one was 2019, 6 years ago, she just had to struggle to survive a automobile accident involving a bus that hit her. And she had to struggle to survive that. And then she decides to struggle to survive, fight for her life, and then commit suicide. Why wouldn't she just give up and die then? Jeffrey Epstein victim gave up hope and committed suicide. Virginia Giffray, one of the most prominent survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse, has died from suicide. Giffray, 41, died in Australia, where she had been living for several years. Giffray was one of the earliest and loudest voices calling for criminal charges against Epstein and enablers. Go to the next one for me, Brent. So this is the most infamous picture of her with Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell. And of course, Prince Andrew says he had no sexual contact with her. Who puts your arm around a teenage girl like that? Anybody? Anybody? I mean, nobody in this room does. No, not going to happen. But and of course, Prince Andrew has a plausible deniability. No, he doesn't. Not at all. Just to our own Justice Department, what am I going to say, Aaron? Where are the Epstein flight logs?
Yep.
Why? When? Where? How? Where are they? Go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. So many coincidences. Play for me.
Oh, my God. Check this out. Watch this here, Tom. Watch this here, Tom. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Okay, go to other cases he's worked on. Go lower. Go lower. Go lower. Go lower. Go lower. Go up a little bit. Right there. Hang on. Right there. You will not even believe what I just found. Look at the case you worked on. Look for all the way in the bottom of miscellaneous, second line. 2021, 2022. Kaplan was presiding judge on mattering relating towards Virginia Giffray and Prince Andrew. Click on that on six. Watch what happens. You know what happens to the case. Click on that's the one. Click right there. Zoom in. And just go to the top. Yeah, Jeffrey Andrew reached, case was dismissed by the party stipulation in March 2022 without going to trial.
Prince Andrew.
So let me get this straight. This case, read the top. Federal Court, Virginia. You know who Virginia, we just talked
sexually
about her, right?
Sexually trafficked girl.
That's
from
right.
Epstein Island.
From Epstein Island, second son of, for sexual assault under court. Several sexual encounters with Andrew in the early 2000s at the age of 17 after being sex trafficked by American financier and convicted by sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, dismissed without going to trial. Yet Trump's $83.3
million. Wow. What a freaking find.
Great find.
That is insane. All you got to do is dig.
That's reality, shining light into the darkness. Anybody believes that she committed suicide, you can pull it up. 2019, she explicitly said, if I die, I have no interest in suicide. Somebody killed me. Alex Jones, just because he had to read that, made it very clear once again in 2025. Yesterday, in 2025, I have no interest in committing suicide. Because he's been found to be on Ukrainian hit lists himself. And he just had one of his key writers gunned down, so very suspiciously, one shot through the neck in Austin, Texas. So if you believe that's a suicide, I have got a underground tunnel system in Florida where you can only dig 4 feet into the ground and you hit water for sale. Ready to buy right now. All right, 10-14, that's good. Love you guys. Rumble Rants, Mike Griffith, $20. Guzzi, $600, $5. Mike Griffith again, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Huge numbers on Sunday. watching. I think it was 1,200, 1,300 people watching live on Sunday. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Back here tomorrow night. Oh, stick around for the postgame. Stick around for the postgame. It's awesome. Be back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.